Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We often talk about that it's important to have knowledge, but, you know, with knowledge, you got to know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. People say, well, I got a word of knowledge. What are you going to do with it? You need a word of wisdom, too. Mm-hmm. It's the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom working together, because you got to know how to apply the knowledge that God's given you. And when I think about that, I think about Proverbs 8. And when Proverbs 8, you know, the word of God depicts wisdom as a woman that's calling out in the streets, calling out to the simple, raising mm-hmm. her voice and mm-hmm. saying, come here. I've got something to tell you. And it goes on to say that in verse 6, it says, listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. Listen to this, Pat. To the discerning, all of them are right. Mm-hmm. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. And then she says, choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Hmm. I mean, that's how precious wisdom, the wisdom of God. There's worldly wisdom, mm-hmm. and then there's godly wisdom. And godly wisdom is so important. And I think about King Solomon, you know, when he cried out as a boy, said, I'm going to be king. Can you just give me wisdom? Yeah, right. I just need wisdom. And God said, just because you asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you all this other stuff, too. Mm. But you've chosen right. And a lot of things, you know, people are trying to acquire and to get. One of the things that you got to have in life is you have to have biblical, godly wisdom to know what to do with the information that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs is beautifully set up by divine providence that there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and there just happens to be, 31 days in every month. Mm-hmm. You can, every day, choose to read the proverb that corresponds with the day in the month. So if today's the 22nd, the 23rd, whatever the day is of the month, you would read that day's proverb, you know, chapter 21 or 23, and just allow that wisdom just to, you know, wash over you and to impart to you what mm-hmm. you need. Yeah. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I've been reading Proverbs, my goodness, 18 years. I mean, it never gets old. Right. It never gets old. It never, ever, ever gets old. And that's how truth is. It's how the scripture is, because mm-hmm. it's living, it's breathing, you know, it's sharper than a double-edged sword, and it penetrates our hearts. And that's what we want to do when we're abiding. We want to allow the word of God to penetrate us and literally take the sword that Rick Joyner talks about in the Torch and the Sword, mm-hmm. and allow it to touch our heart and let it penetrate. And we don't want to go to a place where we're going through the book. We want the book, the word of God, mm-hmm. to go through us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not something to check off in the morning. These are things to check yourself, to ask yourself, am I just going through this so I can say check? Or am I allowing the words of Jesus mm-hmm. to go through me today? When they go through you, they change you. Mm. Because it's a living word. And then that word, that living word, becomes a now rhema word. And it's a revealed word to you. He says he's hidden these things from the learned, but he's revealed them and unveiled them to children. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing all the things that Jesus talks about, you know, regarding children. It's really amazing, because he says, you know, listen, come to me as a child. Mm-hmm. Don't hinder the children from coming to me. Let them come to me. And unless you become like a child, right. Unless you become like a child, well, think about children. They're innocent. Well, mm-hmm. let's not look at Pat's, you know, we can't. All right, Steve, we'll talk about you. Okay, they're innocent. They were nice. When you think about children, young, small kids, he's still stuck on that. All I have to say is Second Street, and then maybe some things will pop up or something. But
I'm just trying to figure out where does this come from. I think that's why he's
his kids.
No, no, I'm talking about himself when he was a kid. He was a child. Steve was a child. He was a child once, you know.
I didn't live on Second Street.
He wasn't the strapping Marine that he is today, but you know, he was a child once. But I was talking about children, Pat. Work with me here. Okay,
I'm with you, man.
Talking about children, that when we embrace that type of, you know, they don't have hindrances. They don't have things that hold them back. They believe. I remember Pastor Van Lane, he was a children's pastor at Brownsville Assembly of God during the Brownsville Revival. And I remember talking to him one day and passing. We were just talking in the hallway. And I go, Van, what's up? And he just looked wrecked, you know, perplexed rather. And he's telling me all the things that were happening with the children during this move of God. You understand that the children were, I mean, they were leading worship in children's church. They were running sound in children's church. Running cameras in children's church.
Wow.
I mean, it was, they were having an awesome time in God. They had a prayer team.
Wow.
They were praying for each other and their faith was amazing. He said, what do you do when one of your children in the children's church has more faith to pray that they don't need braces anymore, and they're at the altar praying that God can straighten those teeth out?
Mm.
And he's just like, they're challenging me. They're stretching me. You know, they're going for it. They don't know any hindrances. So the children would come up and they would pray for each other, and those around the prayer team would say, what are your prayer needs? And one of the child says, I don't want to get braces. I want to believe that God can straighten my teeth. And so all the kids are going for it. They're praying, straighten their teeth in the name of Jesus. And they saw so many awesome things with, you know, this is what happens. And so God wants that for us. He wants us to come to a place where we can, you know, humble ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how, you know, the more you grow and the more... It's the information, it's the knowledge that clouds our ability, you know, to really trust God. The more knowledge you get filled, the more you think that you can figure that you know something out. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, no. They're dying by degrees. No more. Did you? She learned something. He learned something.
Right.
Become dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you start resting on your knowledge instead of on the Spirit of God. You start resting on what you think you know. Because we all know a piece and a part. So, I mean, don't get so filled and confident on the little part that you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Since God is limitless. I remember about Dolores Winder, and we shared about her on VFN Radio and VFN TV, about her amazing miracle that happened in her life she got healed at a Catherine Coleman, you know, ministry.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Her back was completely, you know, just paralyzed. And God healed her.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Well, I'll never forget. She told me, never forget. I was staying with her and her husband and a couple other guys as well for some ministry. And she says one night she's talking and we're just sitting down in the living room. She's just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And the presence of God just literally just came right on into the living room. I mean, in such dimension, there's three grown men. We're bawling. We can't even contain ourselves. Like, what just happened here? God just walked in the room. And it's so interesting because you look at so many different things. You know, sometimes it's like, you don't have to work it up, brother. Just, you know what I'm saying? Let God just do what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll take over. But I look at her. I look at Bob Jones, you know. Dolores wasn't the type of person to promote her ministry. She just spoke out of what God was doing in her life,
mm-hmm.
and God just showed up. And she said some of the most profound things during that time and season. But one of the things that I remember was, she says, you don't have to know everything.
Mm.
She told us, you don't have to know everything. She says, but you do have to know God. She goes, and she says, the Holy Spirit, just ask the Holy Spirit. He knows everything, and he'll tell you what you need to know when you need to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a mega pop of like, boom, like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. And she was at that, I forget her age. She was up in age at that time. But it was amazing, the zeal and the passion. Steve, we were talking about hunger for God in one of our programs, but that she had. And this is what wisdom does. When we are abiding with God, we're spending time receiving from Him, God will begin to share with us wisdom from the Word, wisdom for our lives, decisions. You think about all the decisions you have to make on any given day, Pat.
Oh, constantly. I mean, there's many times. I mean, that what you were just saying, I've had to cry out to the Holy Spirit in that given moment. It's like, I need a word right now. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And if I'll be quiet long enough, He'll tell me.
Isn't that beautiful?
And listen. But you got to ask. Mm. Most of the time, we're trying to pull out of our own...
Trying to remember it all.
Yeah, out of our own knowledge.
Right.
When He's got it all.
Oh, my goodness.
He's waiting for us to ask.
Yeah, He's just waiting.
That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. Listen, knowledge is wonderful. That's great, but it has its place. What we need is the wisdom and the revelation of God. And the more we abide, the more we spend time with Him, the more we run after Him and allow ourselves to get hungry for Him, and we set that time apart. We tune our ears to His voice, and we ask. We ask. He's a gentleman. He made it, I just tell you, ask. Mm-hmm. And when you ask, you shall receive.
Right.
Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want to say? Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Speak so that I can do.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.